There are a couple of things that roll around each and every day. They are as certain as clockwork. You know they're going to happen. And one of those things is at lunchtime we'll be here, and there's a pretty good chance that you and I will all be very, very hungry. Most of us try to do the right thing whenever we can and bring our lunch from home, but quite often we seem to let that early morning job slip through the cracks and end up buying our lunch. Joining us to cover some of the goodness in and around doing that today is Professor Claire Collins from the University of Newcastle. She brings us up to date with all of our nutrition stuff. And Claire, I'll put my hand up straight away. There are some times where I'm just too damn lazy to do it. That's the honest truth here.
Well, you'll be paying more money. You won't have as much money as those of us who bring our lunch from home. So, but there's other advantages for bringing lunch from work as well. And there was one really interesting study that showed that people who are actually given like extra fruit and vegetables at their lunchtime are happier, have a better sense of well-being, and feel more motivated compared to everybody else. So, you know, I think if you're the boss, it might be worth putting a big fruit bowl in the lunchroom in order to, you know, boost people's vitality and their sense of well-being.
Like the sound of that, and you kind of know this is probably the case, because I did bring my lunch today despite what the opening there, and I've got my banana sandwiches for today, but every now and then you slip through the cracks, or you don't have enough time of a morning, whatever it is, and you might find yourself with some sort of fast food because they're the options that are available to you. I'll tell you what, the afternoon seems a lot harder of a slog when you do it though.
Yeah, absolutely, but there are really important, easy things that you can do. And the first one is planning your lunches for the week. And the good news is it's not about necessarily cooking up a storm, because a lunch of leftovers is a great way to, save money and time. Like last night I packed my lunch as we're clearing away dinner, and I've got some little containers, that can be heated up in the microwave. And so today I'm lucky. I'm having salmon patties and leftover veggies. And I worked out it cost about $2.50. So it really is a cheap way. But I think the key is if you're having leftover lunch, pack it up, put it in the fridge as you're actually, as you're actually clearing away the dinner. But the other key thing is having a lunchbox. So whether or not it's a sandwich or leftovers, making it the night before. And then at the same time, you can portion out little snacks as well, either in containers or things like if you want to make a little mini salad, you can just do that straight in a snap-lock plastic bag, or if you've got a reusable container, then that's a really helpful thing to do. And the other key thing is when you're doing your shopping, buy the fruits that you like to eat and that are easy to eat at work, whether it's the banana or the mandarin that they're around at the moment. And then last but not least, put in a freezer bottle of water just to keep it cool on your journey into work.
Yeah, also all great stuff there, and particularly with the leftover things too, Claire. I mean, you're already making the food for dinner the night before, so while you're there getting your dinner organised, if you have into the night the plan to sort of get the next lunch for the next day or two organised, you're all set for the next couple of days immediately anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is if you, buy an extra loaf of bread when you go shopping and some cheese slices, and you can make up even some cheese sandwiches, put them in the freezer, and then all you've got to do is grab a tomato or an avocado or grate up a carrot, and you can make yourself a nice toasty once you get to work.
Always good to make sure that we are as safe around our food as we can, because the last thing we want is to be ingesting any nasties. So you've got a little bit of advice for us on this front today.
Yeah, absolutely. Be careful. It's interesting when you look at the food hygiene data and food poisoning data for Australia. During the first couple of lockdowns, it went down massively. In Australia, there's 4 million cases a year of food poisoning. About a million of them end up at the doctors. It's so bad. But it actually went down for two reasons. First, we were all washing our hands. And second, we weren't eating takeaway food. So, and it's then been variable, reflecting that turn to work and that, we've gone off the boil when it comes to being really meticulous about our personal hygiene. So take your lunch to work, and the key things are around preparing food is washing your hands. But when you're eating out, just try, if you are going to buy your lunch, make sure it's from a reputable place, and that if you're having hot food at work, serve it with steam rising. That means it's in the safe zone. Or if it's cold, put it in the fridge when you get to work so that you eat it from the fridge to, again, keep it in the right temperature zone to stop those nasty bugs growing.
Couple of bits of advice there, because the last thing you want to do is to be heading home from work the afternoon and heading in with some food poisoning. Claire, as always, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure.